Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And it's not just in some of us. It's in all of us. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Marian Williamson. I want you to just keep that in the back of your mind, because we're going to come back to it, reference it a couple times throughout the sermon. Today is Christ the King Sunday. Today, we honor Christ's reign on the earth. But what I most want to focus on is our own royalty. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked them. Do you know that you're royal? If not, I hope that by the end of the sermon you will. That's my prayer for us today. In the scripture today, we heard Pilate ask Jesus, so you are a king? And Jesus answers, you say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Notice Jesus doesn't deny his kingship. He's always kind of sneaky like that, isn't he? He doesn't say he's not a king, but rather focuses on something else, his purpose, which he defines as to testify to the truth. I think that in order to understand his answer to this question, we actually need to look back at his baptism. Although it wasn't explicitly referred to as such, many commentators believe that this is where Jesus' reign officially began, his coronation, if you will. In the Gospel of Mark, it says, in those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, you are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. Referring to Jesus as the Son of God is believed to have been royal terminology. But here we already begin to see that Jesus wasn't a king in the sense that we usually think about it. At his baptism, Jesus was commissioned as a servant. And this actually makes a lot of sense too, because the term Son of God in the Old Testament was used for both purposes, royalty and servanthood. So in that big moment as he was coming up out of the water, Jesus was commissioned as this servant king. You see, the declaration of Christ's reign wasn't just about his royal place, but about his royal purpose. Remember again Jesus' words to Pilate, for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Doesn't it make sense then that he didn't deny his kingship, but rather expanded its meaning to include his purpose? So what does testifying to the truth mean? I think it means showing the world what royalty is really all about, demonstrating what a true kingdom, God's kingdom, is really supposed to look like. The world as we know it right now is full of suffering. We see all too many people in need, lacking food and shelter, lacking freedom and wholeness. Innocent people are sitting in prison and dying at the hands of corrupt governments. Parents are strapping their children to their back and fleeing from their war-torn countries. Bombs are exploding, the world is on fire, and sometimes it just seems like too much, doesn't it? Do you ever just feel powerless over it all? Especially when we talk about God's kingdom being so radically different. In God's kingdom, the prisoners are set free, the wounded are healed, the broken are made whole. In God's kingdom, when my sister suffers, I suffer with her, and when she rejoices, we rejoice together. In God's kingdom, we share so that all may have more than enough, and no one goes to bed hungry. In God's kingdom, we aren't threatened by the success of another, for I know that my brother's success is also my own. In God's kingdom, we are all safe and sound. Now this sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? But it's not. That's the whole point of our faith. The reason we're sitting here today. This is the kingdom that Jesus ushered in at his baptism. This is the kingdom that we were born to create. And we create it by making manifest the glory of God that is within us when we know our identity as children of God. Let's look again at the word spoken to Jesus as he was coming up out of the water. Notice God doesn't say, "Behold, I declare you are the king," but rather, "You are my beloved. With you I am well pleased." See, entrance into God's kingdom isn't based on our status in the world, on our wealth or our power or our family lineage, but rather our identity as God's beloved children. That's it. Plain and simple. Are you a child of God? Answer's yes. Then you are royal. That's the good news for us today. Every single one of us here belongs to that royal family. We all have a place at this table. So my question is, are you living like you belong to this kingdom? Do you truly know your value and your worth as a royal, beloved child of God? I think that all too often we aren't taking our rightful place at this table because we are afraid. Sometimes I think we're afraid that we're not good enough or big enough or powerful enough. But I wonder if sometimes we're afraid of how powerful we actually are. We are afraid to let our light shine. Being fully ourselves in a world that constantly tells us to be someone else makes us very vulnerable and takes a tremendous amount of courage. And sometimes it's just easier to hide, isn't it? What does hiding look like for you? Some of you sitting here feel like you're doing pretty well right now. You might have some money in the bank, nice car, a home. You have jobs in which you hold positions of authority. You have all of the things that the world says makes you powerful. And these can be good things. But they can also be the things that we hide behind. The more we have, the more we feel that we are worth, and it gives us a false sense of security. But this isn't what makes us worthy in the community of God. And stick with me here, because that's actually really good news. That's very liberating, because those things, they're fleeting. They could be gone tomorrow, which means you get to be free from any tight grip of control and from the striving. You are worthy simply because of who you are as a child of God. What makes you powerful is using your gifts to bring about the kingdom of God here on earth. Your royalty, your worth, is not based on what you have, but on who you are and on what you are called to do. This kingdom is for you, and you belong here. But what about those of you sitting here and you're not feeling so good right now? Maybe you're not feeling very worthy. Some of you are broke or broken. Some are battling addiction or other illness. Some are grieving a loss. Maybe you are burdened with depression or feeling very lonely. You might even look on the outside like you have it all together. but inside you're carrying around deep pain. Maybe you hide because you're afraid of what people will do if they find out. Maybe you hide out of shame. Well, I have really good news for you today. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You also belong here. This kingdom is for you too. In fact, I think that Jesus would say this kingdom is especially for you. See, your worth, your value is not based on what you don't have. It's based on who you are. The kingdom isn't waiting for you to have it all together. If that was the case, we'd all be out. You are so worthy just as you are today. This kingdom is for you, and you also belong here. When I was trying to think of an illustration for this sermon, I realized the answer was right in front of me. My 5-month-old daughter. Her name is Elena, and she is 17 pounds of feisty, beautiful perfection. To know Ellie is to love her. I mean, she's a baby. What's not to love, right? Nothing is expected of her except that she will just be fully herself. She was loved from her very beginning. She is loved just because she is Ellie. And the best part is, she knows it. She's not down in that nursery analyzing whether she's good enough, whether she's done enough, or people like her. She's not worried if she cries, we're not going to love her anymore. She's too busy living for any of that. She's too busy just being Ellie. And you know what? The world is better for it. Her presence is her gift to the world. We could all learn something from her. This is what it means to be a beloved child of God. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done. You are chosen and you are called. Remember that voice that spoke to Jesus as he was coming up out of the water? Well, God has the same thing to say to you today. You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. This is what gives you your royal status, what saves your place at this table. And knowing your value and your worth as a child of God, truly owning your identity, is what makes you powerful. It's what makes you a good servant and a force to be reckoned with in the world. And that's exactly what you are called to be. See, I'm not asking us to stop being passionate. Your playing small does not serve the world. Quite the opposite. God is calling you to be really, really big. God's plans for us are so much bigger than even we can imagine. Don't shrink from your purpose because you don't feel worthy enough or because you're spending your time chasing the wrong things. We have all been put on this earth with a profound purpose. We are all meant to shine as children do. And right now, the world really needs people who are shining. There are people to heal, and there are prisoners to set free. There are precious mouths to feed, and we are the ones to do it. We are called to bring life to a dying world, and I truly believe that in doing so, we will find abundant life for ourselves also. It is time for all of us to take our rightful place at this table in this kingdom. This kingdom belongs to you, and it belongs to me because we belong to each other. And there is a world of people outside those doors who are waiting for us to help them take their rightful place at this table also. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And it's not just in some of us, it's in all of us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Do you hear that? That's God's voice. gently beckoning you to come out of hiding, to come up out of that water, saying, "You are my beloved child. With you I am so well pleased." So as we start this new week, let us not go into it lightly. The world is in rough shape. There is a lot of work to be done, and we are the ones to do it. So let today be your coronation. Let's put on our crowns and let's get to work.